He's headed on, it's over the top. It's in! It's a goal for Zanella Crabtree!
Some of the great moments from last season, voiced by the likes of Diverse FM's Simon Pitts. Next up, how about Luton? Many tipped them for promotion last season. Many will tip them again for promotion this time out. Let's speak to Stuart, a Luton fan. Evening, Stuart.
Hello, Caroline.
We heard some commentary from the mighty Diverse FSM. That's a long one.
Yes, the man's a legend.
And at the top of the show, the passion without doubt is there for Luton. Passion alone, you'd be promoted straight away. But what do you reckon Luton's chances this season?
You know, if you'd asked me possibly 2 weeks ago, myself from probably 70 to 80% of my fellow Lutonians would have said, not looking good. But the past couple of weeks, everything seems to have changed. There's been this subtle shift in people's opinions and hopes, and we're actually all quietly optimistic now.
What's made you optimistic?
I think partly it was the performances against Palmer and QPR, especially the QPR game.
Can I just say, stop you there, how surreal is it to say, you know, it was our pre-season performances against Palmer and QPR?
Stuart, I was at that game as well, the Palmer game, and the first 20 minutes, Luton absolutely blitzed them, didn't they?
We did, we took them apart, and really we should have scored. I mean, Dancy was so unlucky to hit the post, it was phenomenal.
The inside of the post, and went across the line, didn't it?
Yeah, how much more does it have to do to go in type thing? But, yeah, that and the QPR game. And QPR, apart from a mistake by a certain Mr. Beckford, we won't go into in the first 30 seconds of the rest of the game. Didn't matter if QPR had their first team out or any changes they made. We took them apart. We absolutely tore them to pieces most of that game. You know, we ended up winning 3-1, so...
And he's found a starlet in Adam Watkins as well, hasn't he? He's been a youngster coming through and...
Adam
going nowhere under Richard Money, wasn't
an
it?
Absolute legend at Luton. I've been saying it for the past 3 years or so. I mean, he's a Luton lad. He's a Luton supporter. He's family all season ticket holders at the club. You know, he lives, breathes and dies LTFC. And he and several others coming through are going to be the stars of the future at our club. There's a bunch of them.
So, the game against Telford was called off. We know there's been plenty of wranglings about that and whether it should or shouldn't have been called off. No fault of either club, of course, for it being called off at the weekend, but on police advice. So, Forest Green, then, your prediction?
I think we'll win. I think it's going to be a tough one. Having seen some of the early team news earlier on tonight, we've got essentially an entire back four out tomorrow night. Gleeson, Murray, Pilk, and Shane Blackett would probably start in most people's teams. And so we're on to the reserve string of probably be, at a guess, Jake Howells or Edda Safu, Curtis Sasano, Beckford, and I've forgotten his name now.
Mr. Anonymous. He's one of the new players as well.
Yeah.
It's not a bad reserve back.
Robbie Wilmot's a good centre half. I've seen him play there. He's brilliant.
I would say as well, Forest Green have got a whole back four missing as well, I think, after Friday night. Chris Todd's out and Jeffrey Moody, who was struggling as well.
Just join the two teams and call it quits. Right,
an attacking game.
Apart from Luton then winning the league, who else are going to be the contenders in your mind for the league title?
Obviously, you can't rule out Fleetwood with all the cash they've spent. York having signed Jason Walker, probably going to be there or thereabouts. I don't think Lincoln or Stockport are going to be in the mix, funnily enough. I think they're going to struggle this year.
So says the Luton fan. If people want to abuse you on Twitter, Stuart, what's your Twitter address?
It's hitmanhatter_35.
That sounds like a man that can take the abuse.
Oh, I'm used to it, trust me.
Stuart, we'll get you on throughout the season. Thanks for coming on tonight. Stuart, a Luton fan.